The essence of the seven steps taken during marriage ceremony.
There is no key for this day and age that shows you how to live your life. Forget about moksha. Even then, you need to know how to live your life, don't you? You just need to distinguish where each path leads, then decide which one you want to take. If you cannot decide, you must ask Dada. He will tell you which paths have perils along the way. Married people feel trapped in their marriage. Unmarried people feel that married people are blessed. Between the two, who will find the solution? It is hard to stay single in this world. One has no choice but to get married. So why be miserable in a marriage if you have no choice? Some question why they should get married and become miserable. This life is not meant for becoming miserable, but rather to acquire the experiences of this world. Is this worldly life real or not? Is there happiness in it or not? This life is specifically meant for obtaining the basic meaning. Have you arrived at its meaning? The relationship between a man and a woman is like that of a mill owner and the ox that turns the grinder. In India, there are small oil mills in the villages where the ox is made to go round and round turning a mill, crushing and extracting oil from the seeds of a castor plant and other oil-producing seeds. Part of the ox's eyes are covered to restrict his vision in order to facilitate the process of repetitive walking in circles around the mill. The husband represents the bullock and the wife represents the bullock master that runs the oil mill. They go around and around. The half-blinded ox thinks he must have covered a very long distance after a day of walking. But when his blinders are removed, he realizes that he is right where he started. Then what does the ox master do? He feeds him a piece of oil cake for pleasing the bullock so that it starts working again. Similarly, the wife feeds her man a piece of handwo, that is, savory bread made from rice and lentils, and the husband eats peacefully and the whole labor of life resumes early the next morning. It has become difficult now to pass days. When the husband comes home, he will complain about a pain in his chest, and the children will come and announce they have failed their exams. When the husband has a pain in his chest, the wife will have anxieties about what is to become of her family if the husband has a heart attack. She will consume her mind with all kinds of negative thoughts, which will prevent her from living peacefully. When can you say it is worth getting married? Only when just one person out of 100,000 gets married. What is the big deal when everyone marries? There is a big college, that is Dada Shri's Science of Worldly Interaction, for women and men, where they can learn how to conduct their lives' interactions after marriage. But these people get married without educating themselves. If someone insults you, there is no problem in accepting the insult. But you have to keep that insult in your awareness and remind yourself, is this life meant for such insults? There is no problem with insults. There is no need for anything that elevates the ego. Nor is there a need for anything that defeats the ego. But is our life meant for insults? Should we not have this awareness? As long as the wife is sulking, he would say, "Oh God, please help me." When she comes back to talk to him, he forgets everything, and God and everything else is set aside. How intense is this puzzle? Is your suffering going to heal this way? What is the meaning of this world? Troubles. Even this body is trouble. Should there be a desire for troubles? It is a wonder indeed that there is any desire for this. A fishing net is different from the worldly life net. With a fish net, you can at least cut your way through and escape. But you cannot escape from the net of this worldly life. Even when you die, you do not escape. A Jnani Purush shows you a way to escape the net of the world. He shows you the path to moksha, that is liberation, and puts you on that track so that you feel that you have been liberated from the problems of external forces forever. How can you call this a life? How lovely life should be! Each and every person should emit a fragrance. There would be praises sung all around about how wonderful a person is, how nicely he talks, and how wonderful his conduct is. Do you see anyone around you with this kind of a reputation? Do you see people with such fragrance around you?
Rarely do some people emit such a fragrance.
Perhaps some people may, but by how much? If you ask the people in his home, they will say he stinks. He may have a fragrance outside, but at home they will say, don't even talk about him. That is not called fragrance. Life should be spent helping others. Does the incense stick enjoy its own fragrance when it is burning? This world is a museum. What are the requirements of this museum? When you enter the museum, you are free to enjoy and do as you please within the rules while inside. But once you leave, you are to leave all of its belongings behind. Such is the case with this world. You are not to take anything away. Do not fight. Do not create attachment or abhorrence with anyone. People, however, enter and get married. You fool, why did you get married? You got married because you developed an attachment. On your way out, this will become a problem. Then he will complain, I am bound. It is still not a problem if you go inside and follow the rules. You can eat, drink, and enjoy. If you happen to get married, tell your wife that it is a museum. You should not get attached or develop any ill feelings towards each other. As long as it is convenient, have fun. But in the end, you should leave without any attachments, positive or negative. You should not have any negative feelings or abhorrence towards her, even if she goes out with another man. That is what this museum of life is like. Do whatever you want to, but now it is too late to get rid of this museum. Whatever has happened so far, so be it. We are born in a country of high morals. Therefore, marriage and everything else must be as it was meant to be, orderly and just.
Differences in the intrinsic qualities of men and women.
Can women attain knowledge of the self? Can they achieve a state of self-realization and an enlightened worldview?
Really, it is not possible. But my science makes it so that they too become self-realized. This is because their prakriti, that is, complex of thought, speech and acts, itself is such that it is not conducive for knowledge of the self. Women have much higher amount of deceit and moh in their prakriti, which prevents them from attaining knowledge of the self as easily as men. Moh is the fascination which makes one forget their real nature, the force that makes one forget after suffering.
Then isn't that injustice by vyavasthit, that is natural law, scientific circumstantial evidence?
No. She will become a man in her next life and then she will attain moksha. This common knowledge that women cannot attain liberation is not entirely untrue. It is true when you take into account the nature of women. The elements of deceit and moh simply impede self-realization. It is untrue when one says that a woman is simply never going to be liberated. She becomes a man and then attains moksha. There is no law that women will remain as women in their next life. When will she become like a man? It is when she remains in competition with a man in this life, and her ego and anger continue to increase and the atoms of deceit and moh in her decrease. Men's prakriti is predominantly that of ahankar, that is ego, and krodh, that is anger, while women's prakriti is of maya, that is attachment, and lobh, that is greed. This is how it has been carrying on naturally. But our Akram Vignan says that women too can achieve moksha because this science awakens the soul. And many women are such that they constantly remember Dada 24 hours a day. Many women in India and America have Dada on their mind 24 hours a day.
The soul does not have any gender, right Dada?
The soul does not have a gender. The prakriti has a gender. If you have a stock of shining goods, then shining goods will come out. And if you have a stock of dark and dingy goods, then that is what will come out. Prakriti too is a stock that is stored within. It is called pudgal, that is the body. So whatever was taken in, that is puran, continues to dissipate, that is galan. Eating food is puran. Going to the bathroom is galan. Eating, going to the bathroom, and breathing are all acts of pudgal parmanu, that is, the atoms of the physical body. If one wants to be a Purush, that is a man, it will happen when the stalks of Moh, that is attachment, and Kapat, that is deceit, go away. When these two Parmanus, that is atom complexes, of Moh and Kapat unite, a woman is formed. And when Krodh, that is anger, and Man, that is pride, unite, a man is formed. Everything, that is the formation of human bodies, takes place according to the science of atoms, that is Parmanus. Once a few ladies admitted to me that they have certain major fault and wanted to know which of their faults was the most detrimental to them. I told them, the most detrimental fault women have is to make others behave according to their expectations. Every woman has a desire to make others do what she wants. She even manages to change her husband by means of deceit and then makes him do what she wants. This is wrong. It is a wrong approach. I have asked the women to write me a promise that they will not do this. What is the reason for making someone comply with your own expectations? It is very harmful.
If it benefits the family, then what is wrong with it?
No. One is never able to do any good with this approach. Those women who do things only according to their expectations never do any good for their family. The family only benefits if things happen according to everyone's expectations. It only happens if no one is hurt in the process. Those who go around making everyone do things according to their own expectations are doing great damage to their family. This is the primary cause of conflicts and quarrels. If things do not go according to her expectations, then she sits around sulking and she will not eat. Who can she beat up? So she sits there shouting. Then the next day, she will employ deceit. What kind of woman is that? What would happen if you did not get your way? You ladies should not insist on these things. You need to become more broad-minded and big-hearted.